And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal judge nominated by President Ronald Reagan is temporarily blocking President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship for undocumented migrants. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
In court Thursday, the judge said, "I've been on the bench for four decades. I can't remember anything that presents as clear as this. This is blatantly unconstitutional."
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? There's no surprises with that judge.
Attorneys general from several states mounted this legal challenge, arguing birthright citizenship was established by the 14th Amendment.
CBS News has learned that Secretary of State Marco Rubio sent an internal email to State Department staff instructing them to suspend any application requesting an X sex marker or a change to a sex marker on passport applications. Jack Turbin, head of the University of California, San Francisco's gender psychiatry program.
I think a lot of us expected that there was going to be some antagonism towards trans Americans based on what was said during the campaign. I think any of us realized that it would come this fast or that it would be so broad.
Sources tell CBS News that Pete Hegseth, President Trump's embattled pick for defense secretary, paid $50,000 to the woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017. But CBS's Nora O'Donnell says he still could get the Pentagon job.
The former Fox News host is headed for a final vote in the Senate as early as tomorrow. He passed a procedural vote today, 51-49. There were two Republican defectors, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine. The combat veteran has faced hard questions about his qualifications and an allegation of sexual misconduct and heavy drinking.
Hegseth denies any wrongdoing. At least nine fires are burning in Southern California. CBS weathercaster Lonnie Quinn on the Santa Ana winds.
We're seeing today wind gusts that are 60, 70 miles per hour. As you go through the overnight hours, those winds are still with us. The concern is still there about the fires spreading. I'll say this much. Tomorrow morning, they've backed down a little bit, but you still see some 40 and 50 mile per hour gusts. As you get to the afternoon, I think all of those winds should dissipate. Maybe it's about a 5 to 10 mile per hour wind. So that's something to look forward to in the wind category.
Rain is forecast starting Saturday, bringing concerns of mudslides. The Sackler family and Purdue Pharma, the maker of addictive painkiller OxyContin, have reached a $7.4 billion settlement with 15 states. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
A real sticking point in this case has been whether the Sacklers, who will no longer be in charge of Purdue, will hold any personal responsibility for what happened to thousands of people with opioid addiction.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a seven-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, "What's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?"
"We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me."
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. We are hitting the height of award season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about: Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutalist List and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Clear to mostly clear skies. Lows between 5 and 10 below. Thankfully, our winds light. More clouds on the way Friday. A chance of some flurries and some light snow, with high temperatures warming to the middle to upper teens. Right now, it's 2 below.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Elon Musk, all concerned about Wisconsin Supreme Court. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot to talk about today. The great revenge Trump's Orwellian America takes shape. I'll tell you about probably the most problematic of his executive orders, although there's serious competition. Also, is the Trump FCC going all in on punishing television networks for coverage that Trump doesn't like? Sure looks like it. And Instagram is starting to resemble X, and Google erased Biden yesterday. Weird stuff. What's going on? In the second hour of our program, Phil Ettner is going to drop by with an update live from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, the Pentagon is sending 1,500 troops to the border. What could possibly go wrong? At the same time that Donald Trump just pardoned the guy who may be the world's largest drug dealer. You know, the concierge to the cartels. Donald Trump just gave him a pardon. Seriously, I'll tell you about that. Also, is Trump planning to invite J6ers to the White House bash? And who wants to see them at the White House again? Jim Stewartson is going to drop by in the third hour of our program. The rule of law, he says, no longer applies in America. And Ellie Krug is going to be here, the illegal trans woman. So a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, The Great Revenge, Trump's Orwellian America Takes Shape. Now, you know, there's some competition for the weirdest or worst or most dangerous or even deadly of the Trump executive orders that he signed on his first day. But one of them, for example, repealing Lyndon Johnson's 1965 executive order that said that any federal contractor for the federal government, any contractor providing services to the federal government, cannot discriminate based on race or sex. They just repealed that. So, yeah, go ahead. Just, you know, post your, you know, hey, we're going to build a new government building or we're going to build a new detention facility. Just put your help wanted ad out there with whites only need apply. No problem. That's now legal. Another executive order he signed this week, I talked about it at some length yesterday, proclaims that men and women are assigned their birth at conception. Actually, at conception, we're either all women or all non-binary. Men don't appear until about 6 weeks after conception. But really, this was a way of laying the groundwork for fetal personhood, which I talked about yesterday. But the most troubling of the executive orders is the one with the Orwellian name ending the weaponization of the federal government. It lays out a rationalization to investigate and then prosecute the investigators and attorneys in the federal government who looked into Trump's many ties to Russia and Putin. And then it goes after those who tracked down and imprisoned January 6 seditionists and who tried unsuccessfully, thanks to Merrick Garland's temerity, to prosecute Trump for his attempts to overthrow the 2020 election and to steal top secret nuclear and espionage secrets, which he allegedly then have made available to random foreign spies passing through Mar-a-Lago. This weaponization executive order makes clear right from the get-go that this is just pure politics, and that it's not really about ending the weaponization of government. It's about beginning it. Here's how, this is the opening paragraph of his executive order. The American people have witnessed the previous administration engaged in a systematic campaign against its perceived political opponents, weaponizing the legal force of numerous federal law enforcement agencies and the intelligence community against those perceived political opponents in the form of investigations, prosecutions, civil enforcement actions, and other related actions. Right. So the federal government's been going after Trump. Well, you know, you commit crimes, sometimes the people who are supposed to catch the criminals come after you. Appears to be what's going on. But, you know, they're arguing here that the alleged crimes committed by Trump and his supporters, including, you know, fake electors and January 6th attacks and threats of violence against school boards, are just political differences, right?
These actions appear oriented more toward inflicting political pain on Trump and his supporters than toward pursuing actual justice or legitimate governmental objectives. Many of these activities appear to be inconsistent with the Constitution and or laws of the United States, including those activities directed at parents protesting at school board meetings, Americans who spoke out against the previous administration's actions, and other Americans who were simply exercising constitutionally protected rights.
Now, it turns out that, yeah, the Justice Department did look into people who were trying to intimidate school boards, but they did that at the written request of the National School Boards Association. Hardly a hotbed of left-wing political activity. And the people who attacked the Capitol weren't just exercising their constitutionally protected rights when they killed three police officers and sent 170 others to the hospital. And then finally, we get to the third paragraph of this executive order, which kind of proves that every Trump accusation is an admission. In my opinion, what they're saying here is that this is what they intend to do, not what they really think Biden did. The third paragraph reads, "The prior administration and allies throughout the country engaged in an unprecedented third world weaponization of prosecutorial power to upend the democratic process. It targeted individuals who voiced opposition to the prior administration's policies with numerous federal investigations and politically motivated funding revocations, which cost Americans access to needed services." Right. So, and then it wanders into the area of, you know, just flat out lies and misrepresentations. The Department of Justice even jailed an individual for posting a political meme. Well, let's be very clear. The guy who posted the political meme was a guy named Douglas Mackey, who posted a picture of a black woman all over social media in standing in front of a sign that said African Americans for Hillary. And it said, "Avoid the line, vote for home and text Hillary to 59925. Turns out almost 5,000 people did that. This was in Pennsylvania. He was trying to swing the Pennsylvania election in 2016. And, you know, presumably those people didn't vote and they were Hillary supporters. So he was imprisoned for election interference. I'd say legitimately so. It's also worth noting that it wasn't the Biden administration who investigated this. It was the Trump administration, although Biden ultimately put him in jail. But they started, the Justice Department started their investigation of Douglas Mackey in 2018. And the and then they go on to say and while the Department of Justice had ruthlessly prosecuted more than 1,500 individuals associated with January 6th, they simultaneously dropped nearly all cases against BLM rioters. Another just flat out, you know, lie. The fact of the matter is that not only did the Biden administration continue prosecutions begun during Trump's last year in office of people who had, you know, rioted or burned buildings or whatever during the BLM protests, the George Floyd protests, but they opened over 100 new cases, the Biden administration, and put more than 70 people associated with the BLM protests in prison for an average of 27 months. And at least 10 people got 5 years or more. So, you know, apparently asking Trump to tell the truth or his people is just like, you know, that's a bridge too far. So I think that what we're seeing, I mean, you know, Merrick Garland, for example, made the decision, a rather pathetic decision, to keep both John Durham on, who was, you know, investigating the people who investigated Trump's connections to Russia, and to keep on the guy who was prosecuting Hunter Biden. Those were both examples from the last Trump administration of actual politically motivated prosecutions. And now we've got, you know, probably, in all probability, Pam Bondi is going to be the next attorney general. Pam Bondi refused to directly say whether or not she would investigate Jack Smith. She avoided a direct answer when asked whether she would investigate Liz Cheney. She declined to rule out investigating Trump's political opponents. And she refused to condemn Trump's characterization of January 6th defendants as patriots, claiming incredibly that she was unfamiliar with Trump having ever said that, right? I think that the real goal of this executive order is to kick off the political prosecution of people that Donald Trump views as his enemies, particularly those who have power. You know, investigators, prosecutors. I just see this as you know, the beginning of turning America into Hungary, or even worse, more like Russia. And it's very concerning. Is the Trump FCC going all in on punishing the television networks? Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back. Stay with me.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
All the hail of a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. the same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I try to eat healthy, but I'm human. Occasionally, I fall off the healthy eating wagon. But even when I mess up, my diet, nutrition, Field and Greens keeps me on a healthy track. How in the world can Field of Greens promise better health? And they do, by the way. They say if your doctor doesn't tell you that he notices or she notices, you know, an improvement in you, you get your money back. Well, how do they do that? Well, it's because each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's the heart health group, the lungs and kidney groups, the metabolism group, even healthy weight. Field of Greens is radically better. It's the only one that promises better health or your money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. Get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM at fieldofgreens.com, fieldofgreens.com.
Donald Trump's got a plan. It's retribution in disguise. Justice twisted, truth erased as the people's freedom dies. Investigators, prosecutors, they're all now in his sights. He'll rewrite the rules of justice, turn the day into the night. The great revenge is here. The warnings were too late. Trump's Orwellian America, a twisted, darkened state. Show trials in the shadows, arrests without a crime. The clock is ticking backwards, we're running out of time. Donald Trump calls it justice, but it's vengeance all the way. Weaponizing power for the lies his ego craves. Investigating those who dare to hold him to the truth. He's turning courts to circuses and tearing up the proof.
Well, about 23 minutes past the hour. So the Federal Communications Commission yesterday reinstated complaints against ABC television, ABC News, for the debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Donald Trump felt that he was treated unfairly by the moderators. And also complaints against CBS and NBC for allowing Kamala Harris to come on their networks. Even though when she was on Saturday Night Live on NBC, the network offered Donald Trump equal time on a sports program, same audience, or, you know, same numeric audience. But Brendan Carr is the new FCC chair, or will be shortly. And he told Fox Business News on Wednesday one key focus of his FCC is going to be, quote, taking a look at media and making sure they live up to their public interest obligation. He has previously criticized NBC for letting Harris appear on Saturday Night Live. And, you know, this is, it begins. The Russification of America. Meanwhile, only 14, this is from NewsGuard, NewsGuardRealityCheck.com. Only 14% of posts promoting Russian, Chinese, and Iranian disinformation on Meta, you know, on Instagram and Facebook, were actually labeled as Chinese, Russian, or Iranian disinformation by Meta back when they had fact-checking. And now they've done away with it. They're replacing it with the so-called community notes that X uses, Elon Musk's X uses. NewsGuard found that even with Meta's fact-checking initiatives in place, the vast majority of posts advancing foreign disinformation narratives spread without carrying any of the fact-checking labels used by Meta. Those labels are false, altered, partly false, missing context, or satire. Meanwhile, people on Instagram... Yesterday, I have a Facebook account where I just keep track of my kids and my cousins, right? It's just literally just family. And there was Mark Zuckerberg and his wife. Apparently now I'm following Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook. But Instagram users are noticing that if they search the term Democrats or the hashtag Democrats, they get nothing. Actually, what they got was a message that says, we've hidden these results. Results for the term you've searched for may contain sensitive content. Apparently, Zuckerberg has ordered Instagram and Facebook to tweak their algorithms, right? Meta says they're aware of the error, right? But even once the service was restored, once it became possible to search for Democrats, now when you search the term Democrat, the results are flooded with Republican content, including content from Breitbart, Fox News, and Newsmax. One user posted a screenshot of their MAGA-laden search results saying, I think it's time to leave Instagram. This is totally effed. In their own independent Instagram searches, Daily Kos was able to confirm the same thing. This is from the Daily Kos staff. And meanwhile, Instagram is censoring abortion pill information. Aid Access, one of the most important abortion medication providers in the country. If you look for them on Instagram, either you won't find them, or when you do find them, they are blurred out. Jessica Valenti writing about this over at jessica.substack.com. And Google yesterday eliminated Joe Biden from the whole list of presidents altogether and said that Donald Trump had two consecutive terms. This is the Google search.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'm telling you, the tech bros are all in on this stuff. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth.
I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge has paused President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship.
This is a judge who was appointed by President Reagan, who's saying, I'm looking at the Constitution. I'm looking at the understanding of what this constitutional language says, and no way, no how.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson. Sources confirm to CBS News that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is instructing State Department staff to suspend any application requesting an X sex marker. Psychiatrist Jack Turbin.
There are a lot of practical implications where people are afraid that their documents will out them as trans and they could be more likely to suffer violence or discrimination.
Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate today despite two Republicans voting no.
They're holding strong. It seems like they do have the votes, and people I've talked to feel very confident that this is going to go through regardless.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothée Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actor category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown, as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next 2 games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a 7-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Clear to mostly clear skies. Lows between 5 and 10 below. Thankfully, our winds light. More clouds on the way Friday. A chance of some flurries and some light snow, with high temperatures warming to the middle to upper teens. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a 4-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Kim Shefchik from Doctors in Recital, and it's a bar band Friday night, which means our pal Terry Barr drops by with new music and sparkling conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. No one left to speak for me. If we stay silent, the darkness will spread, turning neighbor to foe, filling hearts with dread. It's our time to rise. It's our time to fight for justice, for freedom, to stand in. For the immigrants, and we did not speak out because we were not immigrants. Then Trump came for the scientists, and we did not speak out because we were not scientists. Then Trump came for the teachers, and we did not speak out because we were not teachers. Then Trump came for the LGBTQ plus, and we did not speak out because we were not LGBTQ plus. Then Trump came for the dissenters, and then we did not speak out because we were not dissenters. Then he came for us. No one left to speak for us. If we stay silent, the darkness will spread, turning neighbor.
Welcome back to 6 minutes past the hour. Here's your moment of history here on the Tom Hartman program. It was the Holstein concentration camp in 1935. Hitler had established a series of concentration camps around Germany. These were not camps for Jews, by and large. These were camps for Hitler's political opponents. And the Holstein camp was famous for having, for where he put his, the socialists, the progressives, the communists, et cetera. And in 1935, it was established in, I believe, in 33, maybe 34. But in 35, there was this just, huge scandal where the SA, the brown shirt, the guards, by this time Hitler had incorporated his Proud Boys into his, military. The guards at the camp were put on trial for torture and brutal mistreatment, including widespread suiciding of the prisoners. All of them, all 23 of these guards, were convicted, and they were themselves sent to prison. The next year, Hitler pardoned them all. Pardoned them all. Yeah. And that paved the way for his unchecked rule and thirst for world domination, indeed. So, what say you? What's on your mind today? Michael in Las Vegas. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. History doesn't repeat, but it sure rhymes.
Yeah, to quote Mark Twain, yep.
Mark Twain, yeah. The right wing has started saying that, attacking the 14th Amendment, saying that black people are Americans, that it only freed the slaves. And there's this one particular guy who's already started that. I said in previous years that they're going to come after the slave amendments, the 13th, 14th, and 15th amendments. And they've already started chipping away at it.
Yeah.
And it's just unsettling. And the stuff that you were talking about this morning, my goodness.
Yeah. The 14th Amendment, what they're going after is birthright citizenship. And that's mostly not directed at black people. It's mostly directed at Hispanics. But overturning Lyndon Johnson's 1965 executive order that said that companies that do business with the federal government can no longer have whites-only language in their employment applications. That is going after black people. And so, yeah, you've got an executive order going against black people, Michael. Absolutely. Excellent point. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate the call. Randall in New Hope, Minnesota. Hey, Randall, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Hey. I have this righteous indignation from Reagan, let alone Bush, let alone this guy. I listen to you every day. I try to stay calm. I try to stay, do the right thing no matter what. But I can see what he's doing now. He's doing as quickly as possible. He's destroying everything that he touches. And they're going to say, hey, that's it. You've got to stop. And enough's enough. Okay, martial law.
Yep.
And yeah.
I see it coming.
That would be in the next couple, 3 months. He can't wait to do. He's had this in his mind all this time. And the only thing that really comforts me in all this is what you sow, that shall you reap.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let's hope. I think he's just waiting to get his people in place. He's still being hung up by Democrats in the United States Senate, refusing to go along with, putting Pete Hegseth in charge of defense and et cetera, Pam Bondi at AG and so on. But it's not going to last very long. I mean, there's a limit to how long the Democrats can stall these people, essentially. And so I think once Trump has his people in place and he's got a well-oiled machine running, Katie, bar the door. I mean, it's gonna get wild. It's gonna get really wild, Randall. I think you're absolutely right. Randall, thanks for the call. Spot on. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? I thought with Mr. Edner coming up, a couple of interesting items about Ukraine. One was a proposal to seize Russia's $300+ billion in frozen assets and use those to, fund aid to Ukraine. And it looks like Britain and France have agreed in principle to provide 50,000 peacekeepers to Ukraine in case of a ceasefire. But President Zelensky says that at a minimum 200,000 will be required. And other NATO members have agreed to peacekeepers in principle, as long as they don't come from NATO members who border Russia. And I can see why the Baltic states would be nervous about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump, in his Davos remarks this morning, went off repeating something he said in the last couple of days that he wants there to be peace in Ukraine. I think he's looking at it. I think he'd rather have a Nobel Peace Prize than Vladimir Putin's friendship now that he can't run for reelection. But who knows?
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Unless he wants to run for vice president. But I think when he's 82, he's going to be more interested.
I can't see him playing second fiddle to anybody.
Well, there's that. But that's what Putin did, and Medvedev.
With Medvedev, right?
Yeah. And the deal was Medvedev, just even though he was theoretically the president, he deferred in everything to Putin.
Putin was really, don't look at the man behind the curtain, right?
Exactly. So I could see Trump doing that if he was younger. But I think when he's 82, he's probably going to want to retire. But we'll see. We'll see, George.
Yeah, I want to enjoy his games.
There you go.
Without all the problems, et cetera. But, Mr. Hitler has heard anything about that. It would be interesting if they could seize that $300+ billion and use that to...
How much of that is controlled by the United States?
I'd have to look. I imagine it's spread between Western Europe and the U.S., and I didn't see any breakdown in what country has what amount of assets.
Yeah. It's going to be real interesting to see if this represents a cleavage point. I mean, Russia... When Trump was president before, Russia was perceived as a very strong nation, economically, politically, and militarily. What the war in Ukraine has done over the last 3 years is demonstrate that they're actually a very weak nation, that it's, you know, it is what, you know, I don't recall who said it, but, you know, argued that it was basically a gas pump with a country attached to it. And that,
right, exactly.
Yeah, and that Putin's in big trouble. He's got 10% inflation. He's got 600,000 casualties in Ukraine. I mean, he's in a tough spot. And so it looks like, you know, he's weakened, and Trump senses weakness. I mean, he goes after weakness. He's a classic bully. So,
there were some reports. Some of the Russian oligarchs are pressuring Putin to make a deal with the war in Ukraine, since it's, you know, causing so much inflation. And, Putin's under increasing pressure to end the war and make a deep peace deal with Ukraine. So it'll be interesting to see whether those rumors are true.
Although now, you know, the way that Trump has been talking, for Putin to do it, he'd have to kind of beta to Trump's alpha. He'd have to kind of go along with, you know, it would look to Russians like, although they probably aren't getting a lot of this information anyway, but it might look to them like Putin was the weak one in the relationship. And I'm not sure he could afford that. What do you think?
No, if he does, I think he'd be on his way out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be like I keep saying, you know, it's the old, curse. You know, may you live in interesting times. We certainly do.
Right.
George. We definitely do. George, thanks for the call.
Well, keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to you on Sirius and Free Speech.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Always nice to hear from you, too. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. I'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the Trumpies would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back with you. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the two most important parts that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That is GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Funds for green endeavors frozen cold. 300 billion dreams on hold. Wind farms halted, progress stalled. The fossil fires once more enthralled. The war on science has begun. Truth dismissed and facts outrun. The steps we take, the choices made, will shape the future.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Bill in Redmond, Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, good afternoon over here.
Yeah.
I was talking to your screener about something. I was talking to your screener about something, and it was this thing about the pardons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what Trump did was absolutely horrendous. But there's a certain hypocrisy out there because of two things. President Biden kind of gave Trump a free pass on these pardons based on some of the people that he pardoned. And I'm not talking about his family, or the Indian fella. Christopher Wray and the families came and begged Biden not to pardon them. And he did.
Yeah, no, I know.
But the one that bothers me the most are the two judges in Pennsylvania who were in prison for like 18 and 22 years. The ones that were taking cash kickbacks from a private prison and sending children to prison.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. I would like to know the rationale for those pardons, because I think, you know, what I know is what you just said. Not, you know, there may well be more to the story, but that sounds outrageous.
Well, no, and like I said, I've never seen. I'm kind of a history guy. I've never seen this kind of uproar come about because of pardons, and I think both people abused them.
Well, those two judges, at least one of them, it was a big national story, and there was pretty good coverage the day that Biden did those pardons, and a lot of outrage, particularly in the right wing media sphere. People on the left tend to give Biden a pass, but. I agree with you. I think that, you know, we need at the very least an explanation.
Because, like I said, because I agree that obviously killing two FBI agents is a fairly dastardly deed.
Well, the problem with the Peltier prosecution, it was done back in the day when, you know, a lot of the forensic sciences was not what it is today. And literally the bullets that killed those guys do not match the gun that Peltier had. And you know, this has been known now for 20 years. But the federal government has kind of dug their feet in. You know, we got our man. That case, I'm good with that pardon. In fact, I think that pardon was the right thing to do. These two judges, I'm with you, Bill. But on the other hand, you know, they didn't attack the U.S. Capitol building. They didn't try to end democracy in the United States. They didn't commit sedition. They didn't kill three police officers and send 140 others to the hospital. I'm not sure that it's fair to compare the two. But yeah, you know, I'm guessing it's up there with Bill Clinton's pardoning Mark Rich. You know, that somebody greased somebody's palm. And not a very positive way to run an administration. So, Bill, I got to move along.
No, that's true.
But I get it.
Okay, Bill, thanks, thank John. Yeah, nice sure. talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you too. Teresa in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Teresa, what's up?
Hi, the gates, Tom.
Mir geht es gut.
Good
evening.
Boss.
My gait is fine. I'm doing fine, Teresa. What's on your mind today?
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the immigration issue, and I think it's something that the Democrats have missed a little bit. And first of all, I want to say I think immigration is a net gain for the country. I mean, especially, you know, the moral issue with refugees. So I want to say that right up front. But I think we need to acknowledge that, you know, we liberals and progressives and Dems need to acknowledge that for some working class people, immigration is a zero-sum game. And I can see
when it goes beyond certain points. I agree with you. Relatively small, regulated levels of immigration is a fabulous thing. Unlimited immigration it can be a disaster for working class people. I mean, you just have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the working class people, and I've actually seen this with my own eyes, you know, food banks and public transportation and, you know, things that are in public schools that are more accessed by working class people, you know, what they're seeing is they're way at the back of the line and there's a bunch of Hispanics in front of them. And, you know, and I'm not saying their attitudes are good or right, but I think, and then to turn around and have, you know, be upset about that and then have we Dems lecture them that they're racist, you know. I think from there, I think we have to kind of be sensitive to that. And
we need a rational rewrite of our immigration laws and policies.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it comes down to. And frankly, that's the official position of the Democratic Party. As much as Republicans claim that Joe Biden was all about open borders and unlimited immigration, that was never, never, ever the case. Teresa, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, a big show on a Friday. Make sure to join us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, and Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Meet Ingrid.
fiery spirit. Caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship is on pause for now, as CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
A federal judge in Washington state called it blatantly unconstitutional, temporarily blocking the order for 2 weeks as several states challenge it in court.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? There's no surprises with that judge.
As President Trump continues to threaten tariffs on imports, CBS Money Watch's Kelly O'Grady reports auto manufacturers worry that will boost prices for American buyers.
Tariffs could incentivize manufacturers to bring jobs to the U.S., but that's not something car companies can do overnight, taking as much as 18 to 24 months. Most in the auto industry, though, are hoping these threats are just a negotiating tactic.
Evacuation orders were lifted today for tens of thousands